Dat was wel beangstigend.
That was really scary.
Johannes Fierboom was 17 when the water started pouring over the dike in Lloyd. A lot of people packed what they could and ran.
Hoe meer mensen dat er weggingen,
the more people left, the fewer there were to help. And the greater our fear became, because the danger was growing all the time. And we were standing in a row up on the dike, and the thought came, if anything happens now, well, what would we do?
Mijn vader vertelde toen ze terugkwamen hier alles had onder water gestaan.
My father told us how, when they came back, everything was underwater, 3 or 4 meters deep.
Henny Driessen, born 1945, knows the story from his parents. After the war, they returned to the frontier village of Lloyd. A lot of soldiers had been killed there and not yet buried.
And the bodies decayed, naturally, and came to the surface. The earth softened and the bodies came up. And when the water subsided, they were floating around everywhere. And I heard from others how some of the bodies got entangled with barbed wire, and then they were brought to the cemetery or buried in some hole or other.
As a young man, Johannes Fierboom was a member of the Dike Watch, the flood protection group.
If you were on the committee, you had to go into the polder with a soldier. There was always a soldier there. I had to go through the village with a soldier to check that everyone had left and that the doors were locked. And I remember we had a freezer chest. We lived in the village then. We'd moved from the farm into the village and we lived there for 25 years. So I quickly slipped into our house. You couldn't normally do that, but I had a key. So we looked whether the freezer was still running. You never know.
En wat hier in de polder ook heel veel gebeurt, dus dat heb ik weer van mensen van de steenfabriek gehoord, waar mijn vader ook werkte.
And what often happened here in the polder, I heard it from people in the brickworks where my father also worked. What happened here was that they dug out the clay to bake bricks. They needed them to rebuild the houses and repair the roads.
Opgegraven, die ging met een grote machine.
A big excavator worked its way across the polder, and the clay was taken in special wagons to the brickworks and tipped into a huge container there. No one looked into that container anymore. The clay was then mixed with sand and baked into bricks. A lot of human remains disappeared that way, bones and so on. They were still often found and then simply baked into the bricks.
Hoe luguber het ook klinkt, maar het was nu blijkbaar wel zo, want ik heb het van mijn vader gehoord en van anderen.
It sounds gruesome, but it was really like that. I heard it from my father and from others.